Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. I just applied through my CNA jobs, and I just want to make sure there's so much stuff that isn't legitimate on different sites. I just wanted to see if I could speak to somebody in actually.
I am actually in staffing, so how can I assist you?
Okay, perfect. It was in Kempton. I know you guys are in Philly. It's in Kempton, which is North Berks County, and that's where I am. And it's hard to find jobs up here, so that's why I was like, you know what?
What is
I'm
going to
call
code?
Them
Tell me
instead
what
of having the wrong
code is. Yeah.
19530.
I do have something. Okay, let me pull up my staffing.
Thanks,
I don't
Sarah.
I don't
you're
run
Sarah,
the
right?
ads. Yeah, I'm Sarah. I don't run the ads, so sometimes they put out ads in areas that are near where we need. So I will tell you exactly what I have.
We're finding that a lot. It's just referrals up here. There are people from out of state for running ads. It's terrible.
No.
And you go through the whole process of hours and days of
information. I definitely do need caregivers in that area because I have a lot of cases that just end up going nowhere because I have no aides out there. So
I've been doing it 17 years, and you cannot believe how many hours that I've wasted on they're ghosty jobs. And they don't materialize. Then you call the company, you finally find the company, and they say, oh, no, we're just in the area. And I'm like, really? Where are you? Because it says you're out of state. Yeah, but we have an office there.
No, we don't have any offices other than the one in Philly, but we do cover all of Eastern Pennsylvania. So
yes, I just checked your website. I saw it. It was very
and
impressive.
And we try to staff as close to the patients as possible.
Yeah,
you know, unfortunately,
absolutely.
Sometimes we do have people that travel, but we don't like that.
And you're not going out of state anytime soon.
No. We have other agencies in other states that we are connected with, but we're the only one in.
Yep. No, these are people that are trying to get into a different market. I mean, I would have to think. I used to be in sales and marketing before this, and I think it's all just about the bottom line. You know, they're just not doing well with either staffing or whatever in their areas, and they're coming to this area that they see that is being advertised on all these websites.
Yeah.
Because we get a lot for that. We get a lot for our CNAs. I got it on jobs to career, Sarah, and then it went through to CNA jobs.
Right,
it was really strange.
I have something in Telford. I don't know if that's...
Kempton is probably a little bit closer.
I also have Quakertown.
Yep, that's better. And then I should ask you, do you know the patient, the consumer yet? I definitely would want to stay, if it was personal care, I want to stay with women only. I've had too many problems with men.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm so glad I called you anyway.
I have in Quakertown, it's not, I mean, I don't have a lot of hours. She just needs someone to come into the home 2 to 3 times a week for companionship. Her mom has Alzheimer's, so
Alzheimer's.
She just needs reminders to eat, reminders to stay hydrated,
I've done
reminders
mostly Alzheimer's
for medication.
And dementia. Yep.
Yeah, so that's only
and how
two,
many hours?
It's only 2 or 3 times a week. Let me see. 2 hours a day.
Oh, boy.
So,
and where is it in Quakertown? Can you at least give me a street so I can just quick Google it, Sarah?
Of course.
How about the other one in Telford? How many hours is that?
I'm going to get to that one next. That one in Quakertown is this it? Rocky Ridge Road?
Oh, yeah, I know it well. I used to go to church on that road.
Okay.
That's
is
so
that,
funny.
And then let's
okay.
Telford.
I would take that with something else, too.
Yeah.
So could we do that
let's
just to help me out?
Mm-hmm. And then I have this one that is also limited hours, minimal hours. Let's see. It's 11 hours. Yeah. It's 11 hours a week, flexible schedule, so you can schedule it however it fits in your schedule. And then it
and
would
tell
be
me what that
help with basic, help with basic cleaning, laundry, unloading groceries, no pets, no smoking. And that one is... on East Summit Avenue.
East Summit, yep, that's fine.
Okay. You know it. I could send you both of those.
Yep.
Can I ask
and
what
you're...
nothing
towards the Kutztown area?
I'm gonna look at my coordination cases. These are just the new cases I have.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look at the ones we have
and
already.
And they're definitive, right, Sarah? They're not your references?
Well, I have been
okay.
trying to staff these. So we would need to confirm. I mean, we do kind of try to stay in touch with the patient.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We did just speak to the patient last week, and they were still interested to let them know that we still haven't found anybody. And then
okay.
that one.
Wow, and you do a lot up here. I'm excited. I just was at a place called Home Watch. It's a little mom and pop up here.
Yeah.
And he only did VA. And he told me, no, we have plenty of women. He had no women.
Yeah.
And all the VA were all men, of course.
Yeah,
it was
VA
terrible.
Does not even give a lot of hours.
Nope.
They pay better than Medicaid, though, I have to say. So what pay
sure.
are you looking at?
20.
I don't know. I wish I could do that. We
oh
only
my God,
work
for
with,
part time like that.
No, we only work
pay?
With Medicaid patients, so we only
oh,
get $21
no.
an hour as the agency from Medicaid.
Can we go 18 then?
I can talk to my supervisor. Being these cases are
yeah.
very difficult to staff, I'll see
well,
exactly
especially
what I can
because,
do.
Yeah, especially with
yeah.
those hours, I'm not going to take
right.
much less.
I understand. And then let me see what I have on this area.
And you could tell her I was licensed
yeah.
for 10 years, and the last six since COVID, I did not let my license. I let it go.
Okay.
So I'm not licensed, but I have been for quite a while.
I understand. All right. 194.
I mean, at least you get something out of the deal, right?
Yeah.
You get a person on the on
yeah.
the job.
Okay. I have something in Reading?
Nope.
No
nope. Way.
Okay.
I mean, unless it's really good hours and it's outside of Reading, that's a very dangerous area, I'm going to be honest with you.
All right, let me see what the hours are even.
It could be like three townships that circle it, and I would probably know if you gave me a different, like...
It's 19611 is the zip code. Let me see.
I don't know what that is.
But they, it's
look.
On Carroll Street.
19611, right?
Yeah.
Let me look. I think that could be the borough. That's dangerous. Not for me.
Sorry.
Yep, it's in Middletown.
Okay.
It could be in Kumru Township, but then you would have to look out on the map and see if it's below the actual
yeah.
heart of Reading.
Right.
We're having, with all this going on with Minnesota, they are up in arms right now in Reading. And we've got all kinds of
really
issues.
Is it
yeah,
a, is
because
it a big,
they're all
is it a big like,
yes.
Muslim community? Or?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Not just Muslims. I mean Spanish.
Yeah.
African American. You name it, which is fine, but everybody's up in arms about the whole thing going on.
Well, no comment.
No, I know we can't.
It's so.
I know.
I think the whole world is going crazy.
Yep. It is.
So I just keep
we
myself.
Focused.
Exactly. I stick to myself, take
yep.
care of my, and go to church. And that's,
and you have children? So do we.
Yep.
So do we.
And I pray that everybody
yes.
regains some sanity.
Times, that's right. We take them with us. Make heaven crowded. I was just
oh,
on
exactly.
a Zoom and a call the other night with Greg Laurie. Do you know that name?
No.
He's at Harvest Church out in California. He's
oh,
huge.
Nice.
I think
I have heard.
15,
I think he was interviewed
000.
With Frank Turek.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yep, he was.
Interesting.
So Greg Laurie had made Kevin crowded the other night.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, this is really
yeah.
good.
Yeah. I did. So I have something in Allentown?
Yep, that's close.
Okay. Let's see what this one is.
See if you have any more flexibility.
Oh, this is only a temporary case. For only 1 week.
And tell
February.
Me, is there any potential with it?
No.
Oh.
No, she has a permanent caregiver.
So it's a respite.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's going to be away.
Yep.
And
wait, how long is it? When and how
it's
long?
One week in February, 2/2 to 2/9.
Well, let's see what we get me.
Yeah, no, that's all
I mean,
I have.
Because that's close.
So let me see. Let me talk to my supervisor, and I'll... And
okay.
I'll keep you posted on what kind of rate I can offer you. And in the
yep.
meantime...
Yep, and do you want a resume if you can't find
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm going to say in the meantime, I'm going to send you over the hiring links. So you can either get started or wait until you hear back from me, but you'll have them.
Okay.
And then, you know, I will let you know what they say, okay?
Do you want, do you want my email?
I can send it to text or email, however you want to do that.
Email would be great. Right,
okay.
Yeah.
What is your email address?
It's Compassion Care, and then the 8, Compassion Care 8 at AOL.com.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Yeah. It's Barbara Ferber, F like in flower, E-R-B-E-R. And I'll stay on the list, too, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
For something future.
Absolutely.
Especially since you're a believer.
Yeah.
You don't find that very often up here, Sarah.
I know it. I know it. Northeast.
All right. Thank you so much.
A terrible place for Christians.
I know. My daughter was homeschooled. Now she's in our most secular school up here, Kutztown University. And she's doing well. She sits in the second row as a homeschooler in science. We need them everywhere.
That's great.
And she's
making
the difference. Yeah, that's what we need. Do you have children yet?
Yes, I have 4. My oldest is 25 and my youngest is 8. 9
And
now.
All homeschooled so far? Or no?
No. No homeschooling.
Okay, that's hard.
Older two, I wasn't really practicing at that point. And
been
within the last 10 years. And then
that's fine.
I just can't do it.
They see what mom's doing. They see the difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll definitely be interested in those two if you can come up a little bit. But, what are they offering right now, just out of curiosity? What's Putnam offering?
Well, in Berks County, because Berks County is actually lower rates than in...
No, these are both Montgomery County.
Oh, those are
Telford
both Montgomery County?
Telford is Montgomery, and Quaker Town is Bucks
County. Okay, well then I can go up in rates. I'm not sure if I can.
No, that's why I don't work in Berks County.
But I'm going to see, I'm going to get the closest I can, okay?
Okay, that sounds great, Sarah. And then that one up there for a week by me also. Let's not disregard that until you get something else.
Absolutely.
I'm desperate. I haven't worked in a couple of months now because of just him having those personal care men, and I just left because I said, sir, I'm a Christian, and they don't care up here.
Yeah.
Nope. They were actually saying, what is it called, religious
exemption,
that they actually judge on religion.
Bias?
Religism?
Uh-huh,
religism?
I don't know.
Like ageism? I don't know, but he was very adamant about it.
Wow.
He never told me when we hired you, and I'm like, yeah, we did. I had somebody in the room, and
they
saw
it. But it doesn't even matter if they told you, but if you're telling him that you're only comfortable working with women, they have to respect that.
But he didn't have any women, so he just kept sending you these men. All right, well, thank you. Understand, which I'm excited about.
Yes, Barbara, I do.
Nobody else does up here.
Oh,
thank you
right.
so much, and that's my daughter's name, too, Sarah.
Oh, good. You'll never forget
my
name.
Have a great day, and I'll hopefully look forward to talking to you.
All right, thanks, Barbara. Bye-bye.
Bye.